Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I hope you are ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God. I wonder how many of you, like me, grew up in a home where at mealtime someone said grace. Do you remember that phrase? Who will say grace today? You know, basically it was a prayer before the meal, thanking the Lord. And sometimes it was a rote kind of poetic kind of prayer. You know, God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for this food. You know, that sort of thing. That is a common usage of the word grace. But it's not the primary meaning of the word, if that's all that you've heard the word to be. You see, grace is a characteristic that both humans and God can have, and it's a characteristic that is expressed toward other individuals. So when I have grace toward you, I am giving you something good that you did not earn, that you do not deserve, that you cannot earn in the case of God. Let's read our passage today. This is Romans chapter 3. And Paul has been talking about how the righteousness of God comes to us through our faith in Jesus Christ. And he continues and he says, "For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." You see, there's our condition. There's the situation where we don't deserve anything from God. We have fallen short of his glory. And what does that mean? Well, that means we've fallen short of the holy standards that God requires if we are to be aligned with him and to be right with him. He says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ." So we're going to stop there for a moment and unpack this because there is so much here. Let's walk back. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So do you recognize that just the fact that you and I are sinful creatures separates us from God? Paul says it as if it's common knowledge, but it may not be common knowledge to you. The very fact that we fail, that we struggle to do what is right, and that we often do not do what is right, shows that in our heart of hearts, we are sinful, corrupt individuals. And it's that sin that falls short of God's glory. It's that sin that keeps us apart from him. There's a division there. And so because of our sin, Paul's making the point, we deserve nothing from God except judgment. We don't have a right to claim his love. We don't have a right to claim his favor or his blessing or to expect anything good from him at all. But he says we are justified, made right with him is what that word means, by his grace as a gift. You see, God himself, being the loving God that he is, extends the gift of grace to us. He extends the opportunity for us to make ourselves right with him. And notice what he says, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You see, we actually don't make ourselves right with him at all. He makes us right with him through what he did in sending Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to dig into this a little more in the next few days, but let's just stop there and think about the significance of this. Here we were, people stuck in our sin and in our sinful state, unable to do anything about it, and God graciously gives us a gift. And don't miss that word graciously. That's where we started, and that's where we're going to end today. By his grace, he gives us a gift. And it's a gift that we could not get on our own. It's a gift that we, no matter how much we try, cannot earn. God gives us the opportunity to be justified through his grace. My friends, have you accepted that gift, first of all? Have you reached out to God with hands that are empty, bringing nothing to him, and said, "Lord, give me your gift of grace. I want to be justified, made right with you because of this gift of grace and the work that Jesus has done"? You see, my friends, that is the only way we can become right with God. is through that gift of grace. And secondly, are you living in that grace every day? Are you dropping pretension and self-righteousness and instead embracing the righteousness of God that comes to us through Jesus Christ? Oh, Jesus, help us understand this. Help us go deep in this fundamental knowledge that we will walk as people blessed by grace and that our lives will represent and reflect what you do in a human life when humility reigns and God comes in to give his grace.